City enforcement of zoning and building laws has been a chronic problem. The scrutiny over the flap over monster homes threw the spotlight on a particular property in Mo'ili'ili. 2930 Date Street caught the eye of lawmakers after it was built without permits. The city says the contractor, Brilliant Construction, continued building even after being ordered to stop by city inspectors. The property is owned by two trusts. The architect on the project is Jimmy Wu of ProWorks. He's linked to the 28-bedroom monster home in Kalihi, which touched off the brouhaha over apartments masquerading as residential homes. Councilmember Ikaika Anderson talked with us earlier this week about a proposed bill to get tough with scoff laws.
I'm introducing legislation that will allow the Department of Planning and Permitting to require any home that's been built without a building permit after a stop work order has been issued by the city to be demolished by the property owner. Currently, it is unclear, the Department of Planning and Permitting is unclear as to whether or not that tool in the toolbox, so to speak, is available. I want to make sure that the City Council provides that tool to the Department of Planning and Permitting so that we can show these scofflaws who continue to flip the finger to their communities and their neighbors who abide by the law that the City and County of Honolulu means business. If you build a home without a building permit and you continue construction after the city issues you a stop work order, you are going to be fined. You're also going to face the potential of the City and County of Honolulu requiring you, the homeowner and the builder, to demolish that structure. And I do believe that that is more than fair. We have to understand that when someone continues to build after they've been issued a stop work order, they don't continue building accidentally. They don't continue building because there's been a misunderstanding. They continue building because they're willing to flip the bird at their community. That is simply unacceptable. And the City and County of Honolulu needs to step up and let the communities know that we have their back and that we are not going to continue ignoring these flagrant violations of city ordinance by a few people. We just can't stand for that.
Why does this administration seem to think that we can't do that? I mean, John Whalen did it when he was DPP director.
All I can tell you is, in my conversations with the Department of Planning and Permitting, they are unclear whether or not the department can do this. What I will also say is, in regards to the situation at 2930 Date Street, the Department of Planning and Permitting did go out and issue a notice of violation when the department realized that the home at 2930 Date Street was being built without a permit. The Department of Planning and Permitting then followed up with a stop work order to the homeowner at 2930 Date Street. The homeowner continued to build even after the Department of Planning and Permitting went out and issued that stop work order. So the Department of Planning and Permitting, from what they're telling me, did everything that they possibly could to stop these folks from building. What I'm saying is these folks clearly thumb their noses at their neighbors. Enough is enough. I'm willing to change city ordinance if necessary to require these folks to tear down the house. We cannot continue to allow people to flip the finger at their neighbors. It's not right.
And what about the fines? It seems that the administration seems to be so willing to knock it down to $1,000, no matter how high it goes up.
In my conversation with the Department of Planning and Permitting yesterday, the department says that they are absolutely willing to consider assessing 100% of the fines that have accrued against this property owner. That is considering the property owner is even able to get a building permit at all. But I was clear to the Department of Planning and Permitting that at the very least, I want to see 100% of the accrued fines be assessed to this property owner should they be successful somehow in obtaining a building permit.
What about all the other scoff laws and the huge fines that they've racked up?
We are currently reviewing other situations as well. And I'm encouraging the Department of Planning and Permitting to assess 100% of the fines to anyone who has continued with construction of an unpermitted structure after being issued a stop work order. Again, if you've been issued a stop work order and you continue to build, you're not continuing to build because of a misunderstanding or because you made a mistake. You're clearly just willing to thumb your nose at your neighbors and tell the city, I don't care, I'm going to build anyway. That's unacceptable. So in my bill, I am also going to require that any fines accrued be directly attached to the real property tax bill for said property. Because we all know when you don't pay your property taxes, the city then places a lien on your property. So if we attach these fines to property taxes, the fines will ultimately be collected or the scofflaw will lose their home, their choice. I'm more than happy to support the City and County of Honolulu foreclosing on property owners who continue to build after being issued a stop work order and if they choose to ignore the fines and not pay their taxes.
What about for homeowners that basically don't follow the plans. They apply, they get the permits, and then they do something else and go higher.
Those folks that go higher, again, if you ignore a city ordinance, then we're working with the Department of Planning and Permitting as to exactly what the penalties could be and if we could increase them. In this particular instance, we're focusing on folks who continue to build an unpermitted structure after receiving a stop work order. That's what we're focusing on here.
That was City Council Zoning Committee Chair Ikaika Anderson talking about the bill he just introduced to crack down on scofflaws who ignore city inspectors' orders to stop work. The city says the Date Street property is actually in an area zoned for apartments. The Department of Planning and Permitting has been under pressure to cite property owners who failed to follow zoning and building laws. In Kalihi, where some of the most egregious monster homes are being built, the city has cited properties following complaints filed by the public. The city issued a violation notice at 1909 Kalihi, a single-family home with 16 bedrooms. The six-story structure was found to have added floor space and failed to build according to plans. It has issues with its roof and eliminated required parking spaces, and its request for a permit for an additional dwelling unit and sewer hookup was denied. At last check this morning, the fines were running at about $13,000. Efforts to help DPP inspectors with enforcement didn't get far at the state legislature. This session, a bill to stiffen penalties for lying to a city inspector died last week after it failed to get a hearing in the House Finance Committee.